I think it's really great that the last time I was here, all of these kids were like a foot shorter, maybe more than that. It's good to see you all this morning. I hope you're having a good day so far. Some of you were acolytes this morning. Yeah? You guys are awesome. Thank you. What do you have you guys seen this before? Some of you are also acolytes but didn't acolyte this morning. Does anyone know what this is called? Yeah. That's okay.
An acolyte?
An acolyte. Close. When I was in seminary, I called it an acolyte stick. I was told that's not the correct term. But it's called a taper, which has to do with this little wick that sticks out the top. Can you all see that? So what do we do when we're an acolyte? What goes on here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are experienced. So we put fire up here, and we bring it in the church, right? Where do you light the fire from? Somebody lights it, but where is that?
Out
there, beyond the sanctuary. And then, Elfon, you want to scoot back over here? So we light the fire out there. You bring it in here, and you light the candles, right? And then what happens at the end of the service? Does somebody else want to answer? Yeah, your turn.
You put the bell over it so the fire can't survive.
The fire can't survive in there, that's right. But first we light this again, right? And do you guys walk it back out? You walk the light back out? Oh, thank you. Sometimes. So the cool thing about being an acolyte, I think, is that kids get to do it, first of all, or big kids, really, kids that can handle fire, huh? And you get to participate in the life of worship here, which is really neat. And it's a very big job, actually, because the fire, we actually believe that it's the light of Christ. And so it's very cool that the light of Christ comes not from inside the church, but from outside the church. And we carry it all the way in, and we light it here up in front so that we're reminded while we're in worship that Jesus is here with us as we worship, listening to us and caring for us. And then at the end of worship, we light this again, and then we put out the candle, and we carry it back out. Which helps us remember that Jesus doesn't just live in the church, right? Jesus lives out in the world. Jesus is out with us wherever we go, no matter where we go, which is pretty cool, right? Yeah? So I hope that as you guys get big or as you are old enough, that you will help Miss D and Malia acolyte in these services so that you too can help people remember that Christ is with them, whether they're out there or in here together. Will you pray with me? All right. Dear God, we thank you that you are with us all the time, that you have given your light to us to show us where to go. We thank you that you remind us that Jesus is with us always and that we can participate in sharing that light with others. In the name of your Son, we pray.